There's a lot of controversy surrounding Michigan's use of emergency managers. The Flint water fiasco, the decline of the Detroit public school system. That all happened under the watch of state-appointed emergency managers. A new study out of Michigan State University looks at what leads to the kind of municipal money problems that end up in a state takeover. Among the findings is that the state itself contributes to the problem. Joining me is one of the authors of that report, Eric Scorsone. The report notes that as recently as last year, there were 17 emergency managers in charge of municipalities or school districts, and adds Michigan might be something of a hotbed for local financial disaster. Why are so many local government units seeing so much financial stress?
Yeah, I think we're pointing out that there's a whole series of state policies, everything from the tax limits to state mandates and so forth, that are really causing a lot of this distress. And I think that we have to start rethinking our entire local public finance system to see if we can't minimize some of these problems. They may still occur in some cases, but we're really making the problem worse in many times.
Right. Local government was certainly distressed by the housing bust. Real estate revenues went down. But revenue sharing from the state also went down. I wonder how much do these state laws and policies influence the ability of cities to serve their citizens?
We think, you know, we've ranked and quantified Michigan among all 50 states, and we put it near the bottom, basically meaning it's one of the worst environments. And I think it does contribute significantly to the problem. And I think that, you know, the state aid cuts is part of it, but it's all the other pieces that add up. And a lot of times we don't think of policy this way. Everything's done very piecemeal, and so people aren't considering what are the consequences. Some of these things were done many years ago. And so when they all add up as to a portfolio that really does sort of incubate local distress in many cases.
One of the findings in the study is that some states aggravate local government financial stress by driving up spending pressures. They're putting mandates on them while at the same time limiting the city's ability to raise revenue. I interpret that as the state takes over a local government to fix a problem it helped cause. So how do state officials justify this?
Well, I can understand from their perspective, they're not looking maybe at the whole picture and saying, well, we have these cities or schools in distress, we need to do something. But they probably need to take a step back and ask, well, why did this happen? You know, it's not always because of, local malfeasance or poor decision-making. And I think if we take a step back, we'd say, you know, maybe a lot of these cases, we should look at these other policies, like the mandates, and say, if we change those, we may need fewer emergency managers in the future. It's not to say we won't need any. But, you know, I think if we take a more holistic approach, we're going to maybe see that we have some other tools to prevent the problem.
Your study didn't get into this, but I want to ask you about this. It seems that many of the municipalities and school districts that have been taken over by the state are predominantly African American. And when you think about that, if African Americans are hit hardest by a down economy, that makes a lot of sense in that city. So why aren't we dealing with the root causes of why are African Americans hit so hard economically when in a downtime, instead of just saying, you guys can't manage your finances, so we're going to take over?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. There's certainly a strong correlation, and I think that that's partly because a lot of that economic distress, as you say, is concentrated in those communities, which obviously affects local public finances. It's a smaller tax base. It's, you know, higher spending needs. And I think, again, we used to think about that more. State revenue sharing in the 70s was based more on some different factors, which would include things like maybe economic distress, you know, things like that. Even federal revenue sharing in the 70s thought about those kind of things. So maybe it's time to rethink some of those policies as well. And again, it goes back to that whole set of state policies that affect local governments. Borrowing limits, tax limits, state mandates, all these things that we have to factor into these, how these situations come to be.
The study's recommendations include creating a state agency to coordinate services to local governments, a sort of liaison for municipalities. Why do you think that's necessary?
You know, I think Treasury does a good job for what they need to do, but the question is, they maybe can't consider all of the things that go into quality of life in a community. And so a different kind of agency would be able to consider not only the financial side, but quality of life. What kind of services do we need? And so Flint's a great example of maybe how we got to think more holistically about these problems, that, you know, only a Treasury Department, you know, they can only focus on so many things, and what their, you know, emphasis is going to be is obviously financial in most cases.
You also recommend raising awareness among citizens and state decision makers that the causes of fiscal distress are not solely at the local level. The state can be a big part of the problem. I think every local elected official and anyone who keeps track of the news probably kind of knows that. Do you really think that citizen awareness is a problem?
I think it's easy to point the finger at, you know, the Kilpatrick situation in Detroit and say, aha, it's a local problem. It's a local official's problem. You know, that's where this is really at. And I think a lot of people think that way about the problem. But we're suggesting, you know, that's not the only story here. It's a bigger story. And the other thing I would suggest is that that is a sort of a conventional wisdom that the state causes a lot of these problems. But we're able to now quantify this and rank Michigan among all 50 states. And I think really nobody's really done that. And so I think it's going to add more evidence to that this is not just, you know, conventional wisdom. There's real research here.
Another listing at the bottom for the state of Michigan. Not good for us lately. Eric Scorsone is an economist with Michigan State University and co-author of the report Beyond State Takeovers, Reconsidering the Role of State Government in Local Financial Distress with Important Lessons for Michigan and its Embattled Cities. Thank you very much, Eric.
Thank you.